Good afternoon, everyone. I haven't got to sleep 3 o'clock in the morning, this morning. I've been preparing this for months, okay, 6 months or so, because it's a collection of many, many reports, including our Kaiyuan's own report. So probably there is much content. It was 80 pages, and I cut to 40-some. So a lot of content. So you probably need a speed reading, speak fast. So please bear with me. So it's a great pleasure to be in here. Give you a sense that what China open source, the current status, current state. One indication is this Apache Con, the 20th anniversary of Apache, and also the 31st Apache Con, I think. We have the largest delegates from China. You know how many people in this conference from China or Chinese? Probably 30. And it's the largest delegate ever. And we have the most speakers ever in the Apache Con. And actually, I think the most in any conference in the States or elsewhere. So it's a great pleasure for us to be here. So we have three topics to cover today. Okay, I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Ted Liu. You can just call me Ted. I'm a member of Apache, IPMC member, sponsor, ambassador. I'm also Kaiyuan's co-founder and the chairman at this moment. I did open source back in 1999, Turbo Linux, and then Oracle, Microsoft. But interesting enough that in Microsoft, I'm still doing the open source work. So I've been my career been in, I can't get away with it, but I love it because, right. Let me give you some introduction of Kaiyuan's. It's an open source alliance in China. If you read my badge, we have a translation. Kai means open, Yuan means source, She means society or alliance. Okay, it's called Open Source Alliance in China. We established in 2014. It was guided and mentored by Ross Gardner back then. All right, then we work with OSS Watch in UK. We get many open source governance documents and processes and also the Apache Way concept into China. So it's 5 years old now. It's still at the infant stage. I hope it's not copyright, but with our way is three consensus, contribution, and common, or sharing. Okay, and our mission is it's not popular back then. Back to 2014, we do the open source governance and global bridging and community development. And like most of the community session in any conference, and we don't have many people, then people need it, but they don't just look at it. But I think that in China nowadays, in community session, community governance, or this kind of topic is getting more traction right now. So we are a not-for-profit or volunteered open source alliance governed by the three principles we just said. Our vision is to activate, to cultivate a sustainable open source ecosystem and a bridge and enable the Chinese open source community to contribute globally. Right? So we do have an open source project, such as we have a token called KCoin. It is used to bridge between enterprises and open source developers so that We provide a measurement of their contribution, also incentive to those open source developers to match their capability with enterprises' needs, right? And the incentive and resources can be cloud resources, could be training, could be conference ticket, can be travel assistance, and can be bounty reward from the enterprise. So that it's a match and play a platform for open source contribution. We call it KCoin. Actually, it should be called KToken, better, right? And we do have another platform called Open Hackathon or Open Workshop. It's a one-stop cloud platform for any project or developer that want to hold a hackathon or a workshop. They can use this platform freely. And the third one, not the least, last one, we have many others. So we do have an open source report we produced last year, and the last one was 2015. The latest one is 2018. Now we are doing the 2019 open source report. So, but last one you don't have English version. So this year we'll translate it and try to share it to more audience. The next project, actually it's been run for including this year it would be fifth year. The first year has been, we call it 2015 Apache Roadshow. And it was that time we got Brett Porter and we got David Nally, we got Nicholas Hackman and J. Aaron Barr to come to China. And at that time, there's only three open source projects in Apache from eBay China Research Institute. And after that, you can see the fires being ignited. So by now we have the 14, right? 14 projects in Apache, either in incubation or in TLP already. So after that, starting from 2016, 17, 18, we do the China Open Source Conference. So we invite the Apache senior leader and person come to Open Source Conference and to engage more audience in China. So I wish that if you're interested and can come to the conference. So this is our, if you want to know more about us, you can scan our QR code for Facebook and Twitter. Okay, now let's go to the state of open source in China. So it's a funnel, right? So that at a larger scale, you can see the China open source landscape. Now, then you'll see who is leading the open source movement in China, especially those leading enterprises. And the last one would be the Apache project that originated from China. So it's a funnel down. Okay. I got this report from this presentation from many resources and ISF 2018 report, annual report, CSPN, and InfoQ, and GT, as well as our own Kaiyuan's 2018 report. Now, this one's from Apache report, annual report. You can see that China has been the number one Apache project download region in the world. So we use Apache project, we love Apache, then people download it. So it's the number one, the red hot one, okay? Second part, you can see that, what do I miss? Oh, okay. There's a GitHub ranking from our last year's report. You can see that from in the combination of a number of repo and the developers, China has become the number four in the world in GitHub ranking. And the next one is, in terms of the number of Python developers, China is the number three. Now we can see more details for the developers demographics. Okay, I see that in China that majority, you can see that almost 80%, 70% is under 30. So China is young. There's no legacy, backlog, so people can do quantum leap, leap to another stage. So it is by mostly done by the younger people. So in China, that people get exhausted by, I don't know whether you have heard of 996. Have you heard 996? Please raise your hand. Okay. That means that you work, the young people, you burn out, burn your midnight oil from 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock in the evening, and 6 days a week. So there's a very popular GitHub project called 996.ICU. It's not ICU. It's ICU in the emergency room, right? It's very popular. So people, I wouldn't say that die young, but it's a burnout young, right? But it's very phenomenal. So you can see that most gender distribution is male. But good news is, this is not the good news yet. The annual salary, you can see the average is in US dollar. Most of people are still underpaid. So that's one reason that what 996 is needed, because people may make a living and they need to work as hard as possible to raise his family. His family doesn't include not just his or her spouse, because in China, couple both work, right? They have children, one or two. He was one, but at least can have two children now. And their parents from both sides. So people need to work very, very hard. It's not in the Western that you don't really take care of your parents because they are more independent. But that's not in the case in China. Okay, so the salary is rising, but it's still not enough for most people. The occupation distribution, you can see that female more on the front-end development and the testing, data analytics, and IT operation. Okay, this is the report. Well, gender distribution. This part is a comparison from the China Open Source Report by Kai Yun-Su. You can see the similarity here. But the good thing is that gender, the female, in terms of gender distribution in the IT work, female has a larger portion. It's 12%. Right, I think in the rest of the world, especially in Western world, it's probably 6-7% or around 6-7%, something like that.
5% in ESF. 5% in ESF.
Oh, 5%. Okay. Yeah, so we have a good long way to go. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
I was wondering, in that percentage, you include managerial in there as well? Do you have data on, if you exclude managerial, what that ratio would be?
Good.
In the gender distribution.
Yeah, good question. This is in Chinese. I intentionally make it very small.
So okay.
But managerial-wise, it's, let's see here. It's 21.4%.
Okay.
Out of 12%.
Okay.
So you exclude that, that's the rest.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
So that's a good news, actually. That means a female can have higher position, all right? Okay. The language and OS, operating system and database distribution, I have a doubt because this has come from different sources. Our report and the InfoQ report reflects a difference. So it's interesting that each media, they reach different audiences. So you can see the different results. I have doubt on this, that 70% of the developers use Java. I don't really think so. I think 30-40% would be. The Python would be the most wanted the language. Operating system wise, the Windows still prevail and followed by Linux. And iOS comes third because of its costs. All right. The database wise, MySQL is the number one. Okay. This one I have to give an introduce here. GitT is a Chinese version of GitHub, but they hate people to say that. But anyway, as soon as Ned Friedman, I joked to him about that, when he visited China Open Source Conference, I think Craig and Dave, you probably met him. And as soon as he visited China for the China Open Source Conference, and the speed of network for GitHub, slowed down quite drastically. I don't know why. Many people yelled at him, "Go fix it! What's happened?" Anyhow, so GitT is a GitHub of China, and they have been given high hope as a replacement or an alternative of GitHub. Right? But you can see the project there. I don't drill down the detail whether it's how real it is, but at least last year it's a figure. A number of projects are over 5 million, and the developers over 3 million. And incremental since 2017 is quite significant. And so the language the developer used, I think this is the normal better distribution. Java, PHP, that kind of stuff. Okay. The right side is the new project in 2018. What language do you use? Do they use? The Java, the same. But you can see JavaScript emerging, become second. All right. Third one is the fastest growing software, Python, and Kotlin. No doubt about it. Okay, so then another one. This is the last slide was for all developers. This is one that's for new open source project. Okay, still Java prevail, and Go and others and PHP. And compared to 2017, you can see that Java dropped a little bit. Okay. Okay, and now you can see that more open source participation and contribution, and more comments, more issue contribution, more PR, more project donation. I don't know what that means, though. Anyway, so is my voice okay?
I was just had a question. You said donation, is that money or lines of code? What's the donation?
It's project donation.
Oh, just number of projects.
Yeah. Money donation is not allowed in China. Yeah, unless you're a foundation.
Sure.
But there's no open source or IT foundation in China yet. So, okay. So that's back to the CSDN report. CSDN is one. I forgot to mention CSDN, one of the largest developer community or media in China. So, we come to the development environment. Cloud and container used is used by developers. Docker comes first, and AWS, and followed by others, OpenStack. This is the editor used by developer. Yes. Can you speak louder, because I have got a ear infection.
Is there not much take up with Ali Cloud, Tencent Cloud, Huawei Cloud?
No, it's not cloud. It's the container.
Okay.
The container. Container or the cloud infrastructure. You covered that. The IDE, Eclipse, IntelliJ, IDEA, Visual Studio. Okay. And the framework used by developers, jQuery, Spring, Vue, Node.js. And that's automated build tool, Maven, Jenkins, among others. Like I said, that I speak really fast because probably one-third of the way through, so please bear with me. The big data one, the past one is the development environment. The next one is the big data analysis. So a number of enterprise and developers implement big data. You can see that from 2016 to 2017, it's a big jump. So in China, there's hype every 1 year. So big data still is on the hype. So we have for the big data operating environment. So private cloud is being considered because of data privacy, and followed by a public cloud or a self-built cloud environment. So Hadoop is the major platform being used. The community edition followed by the commercial edition. Okay. Let's switch up. There we go. Okay. So the big data used, 61% is still primitive than statistical analysis, reporting, and data visualization. The others are using customer profiling, more advanced use, and personalized recommendation and precision marketing. So component used in enterprise big data platform, Spark, HDFS, Hive, EOK. Okay, and the Spark component used SQL, PySpark, it's Spark SQL, sorry. PySpark, streaming, Spark R. The data collection and the message processing, Redis, Kafka, ActiveMQ, RabbitMQ. Then we need to add a TubeMQ later. Okay. Cloud computing. The percentage of enterprise use cloud services, as 2016 to 2017 is a big jump here. Okay, then most people, then when I started evangelize public cloud in 2014, and people are hesitating, but it's a norm now. You don't use the cloud, you're being obsolete in China. So as I said, there's not much legacy. No, the people can do the frog leap easily. So the public cloud, I was so surprised by this. I thought that private cloud still prevail, but obviously public cloud and hybrid cloud is taking up right now. The enterprise major concern is still security and performance for cloud. The cloud usage ratio, virtual machine network storage, low balancing, because of enterprise cloud deployment platform OpenStack is the number one. Docker, CloudStack, followed by others. Okay. Now, we're going to the next session is the DevCloud. Oh, replying your question regarding the cloud, public cloud, Ali cloud is number one. It's probably the following players, probably add up together still a portion of the Ali Cloud's market share. So, followed by Tencent Cloud, followed by this and that, Mini Cloud. Okay. All right, DevOps tools, then Kubernetes, Docker Swarm, and Dev tools, Docker Jenkins, DevOps tools, Docker Jenkins, Ansible, kind of stuff. So they follow the trend. They follow the global trend, and no surprise. Okay, now the next one is artificial intelligence. TensorFlow. So as you can see, the Google's influence in China is is really, even though they are not in China, but the influence is everywhere. Okay? So it's a machine learning framework used by enterprise AI. The neural network model, mostly by DEF, I don't know what it means. Okay. The usage AI in industry, mostly manufacturing, financial, healthcare, e-commerce, social media, in this order. The data scientist will be the next generation programmer. That's most developer belief, right? Blockchain.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you had a feel for how it was being used in manufacturing. Was it like process optimization? Or
I would say device monitoring.
Okay.
And the logistics app.
Okay.
I think
so that kind of logistics was different than the transportation logistics.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
It connects to the IoT. I'll talk about it later. Is the big related largely. Okay, the blockchain, I'm not sure whether this is prohibited here, but I'll talk about it. Blockchain, the you know, people, there's a number I didn't show here. It shows that almost 50% of the developer being surveyed, they have some sort of a digital currency. I don't believe that because I don't have. Anyway, so among the 50%, and the 50% of them are from education and research institute. Wow. So the educator, then teachers, they are quite, you know, experienced in the blockchain, in the digital currency there. Interesting. All right. The blockchain and Bitcoin, Ethereum, you know, no surprise about it. You see the KuCoin we use? Actually, we use that Hyperledger. So the blockchain development platform used, again, Ethereum, Bitcoin, Hyperledger, EOS. Smart contract language used Java, Python, Go, Solidity. Core application used Java, Python, C. The trend of financial industry application, they believe that financial services will be the number one adopting that. IP management, anti-forgery, smart devices, IoT. So the technology to converge for the blockchain, they said it's big data, IoT, cloud computing, storage, networking. But my observation, different from the developer's perspective, I believe that the CoinSide was the expert for the report and analysis. So we think that IoT and networking will emerge, especially 5G will emerge first. So they can collect big data, a lot of data, right? And followed by storage, and followed by big data. So that you have data, you have good transmission of data, then you can analyze it. Then cloud computing is de facto. So that's what I see that blockchain. IoT of things, you know, smart devices, the value chains weigh on these value chains, like smart devices, IoT cloud platform, big data analytics, IoT application. These are the major areas for the IoT industry value chain. The language used C still, Java, C++. Operating systems use Linux, Windows, Android. Okay. The IoT communication technology used Wi-Fi, Zigbee, cellular, RFID. But I think that the MQTT, I don't know where it should be categorized. It's just in here. Okay. Most challenging thing would be the developers think the embedded development, device and data security, the human interaction and network connectivity. Those are the developers' concern. And the major industry applications in the sector will be smart home. Smart home will be, for instance, transportation, cities, healthcare. All right. That's it. You see there. How much time do I have? How much time do I have? 2:47. Oh, okay. 3 minutes?
20 minutes or so.
3 minutes?
15, 20.
Oh, okay. 2:15. Okay. I got it until 2:15. 3:05, right? 3:05. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's 3:05.
So the final next it would be the open source software leading enterprises. So we see the whole picture. Then what comes next? So you can see that China's big company has emerged in the capital market in the world, right? You can see the top most valuable companies in the world is probably not most updated, but it reflects in some period of time that like Alibaba, Tencent has a big market cap there. I don't know whether, I think that Tencent has higher market cap right now. So the top 10 internet-listed company, internet company listed as Alibaba, Tencent, Baidu, yeah, and three companies are in this conference today. But we have Meituan, we have JD Cloud, we have Pinduoduo, how do I explain it? That's, okay, there are many companies that listed. All of them are contributing to open source project right now, right? And you can see the analysis later. This is from InfoQ, published in April 1st. Okay, so you can see the number of GitHub account, account name, number of projects, and number of non-forked projects. Okay. You can see that Alibaba, obviously the number one in number of projects, but they were also in number one in the non-forked project. That means they have number one in forked project. Okay. Think about that. Okay. All right. So you can see that Huawei is also here. Okay. The previous one is for internet company, but this one including non-internet company. But these are the big seven, right, in the open source project, in terms of open source project, in the open source activities. Right, then we see some indicators. I don't use stars, but to give you just a reference. So most popular top stars are 10 project. You can see there 7 out of 10 7 out of a 10th project are front-end project, front-end tool project, development tool project. And top three, all top three are front-end project. So we remember that.
Giddy?
Huh?
Is this Giddy?
No, this is from InfoQ.
Okay.
InfoQ.
Okay.
Yeah. And the contributor, top 10. Okay. They only counted contributors with GitHub account. There's probably some that doesn't have that. You can see there are three projects from Apache Incubator among the top 10. So isn't that a good sign? The previous one was Start. Start's at two here. But the contributor-wise, there's three projects here. Okay, so our Apache project, you know, did a good job here. Question?
I thought Druid was an Apache project.
Which one?
Another
Druid. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a valid question. Actually, I asked someone that because there's a project in Alibaba called Druid,
mm-hmm.
but it is not Apache Druid.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Jim, good question. Actually, I just took out the feather. Like 15 minutes ago. I was so confused. Thank you for the question. All right, commit top 10. So we have the three here. So as I said, Alibaba has the more GitHub fork branch out of it with no relation to its originated project, such as AliOS, Node.js. All right, and there's an AI project, and you see there are many front-end projects. But Baidu did different things. They think differently. They do the AI project, Palo, and then Apollo. Yeah, and I think that that's a good thing. So you can see that from the various index, then from those three categories I just summarized, and Tencent has been, they don't have the most projects, but they are probably the most active. Right, it's measured by stars. But stars, as I said, it's just a measurement that you can consider, followed by Alibaba, Huawei, and so that's a ranking of activity activeness. Okay, so Huawei is focused on, probably they are not that popular, is because the more third-party kernel work, like Linux, Kubernetes, front-end project prevails. So you can see Tencent project, why there are so many stars, because not all of the Tencent projects are front-end project. But there's an exception called TubeMQ, okay, announced today. So Huawei is mostly infrastructure, and Xiaomi more OS related. Okay, most active they pushed last 3 months, Alibaba again, Baidu comes second, Tencent third. Total issue solved, Alibaba, then Baidu and Tencent. Those are top three, without saying. Okay, this is our analysis. We don't use star, we don't use the other measurement. We will use that three number of commits, pull requests, and contributor to define the activeness of the project. But the result will be still pretty much the same. Alibaba still comes first. The other side is the social, called diversity. From the account, GitHub account name, then you can see the same company or different company, and other that profile description and we extract. So we define both by its activeness and its diversity. Okay, you can see that Alibaba's end project are top among the three out of five projects, but they are front-end project, right? So it's a more popular, more frequent spring and updates. Okay, and you see all these projects, they have a very good diversity, except one called Alibaba Ice. That name isn't really good, so it's called ICE. I see. Okay. There are other top players. So we do the activeness and diversity analysis. You can see that there's many other projects that are pretty good. Okay. The summary. From all these reports, we see that size matters. Today, that China's open source movement is led by the big companies, right? And people follow. All right, so you can see I invented this, BAT. Okay, it was BAT, Baidu, Alibaba, Tencent, and plus Huawei. They took BAT together, right? Happy shower. So you can see the more front-end project plus mobile project. Individual make difference, and people follow leader, right? In that big company, there's always one advocate who stand up, said like Jerry, or like. sorry, man. It's 3 o'clock. Sheng. And by Junping. So they lead the way by example. Right? The people follow it. That's Chinese special character. Especially. I think that I see that James Gosling. I was so excited. I follow him. So it's not. All right. But you can see that a lot of gung-ho stuff, improvement here and there, right? I will quote Sun's saying is that Chinese-originated project need more creativity, more innovation, instead of just only improvement or reinvent the wheel, just rename it. And because the Chinese company have a super large scale, they have a high performance, high, huge amount of data, and they just improve the existing framework. But I think the Chinese project need more innovation and creativity, and that's the way to go. Okay, then GitHub use. Everybody loves GitHub, so it's everything's on GitHub. Then I cross my finger for Giti. Okay, Chinese original project. Okay, this one everybody knows quite well. Then, but in 2015, the first Apache Go show. I don't know where it's going to be the next one. I applied for this year. It doesn't happen. So hope next year, 2020, when Apache can drink at age 21. Okay. They can drink freely in China. Nobody cares. Okay, come to China. All right.
We're French in this way. We drink early.
Right. So well, we have a 5 incubation project and 9 TLPs.
We have 6 incubating.
Huh?
We have 6 incubating projects.
Which one?
The Dolphin Schedule.
Oh, yeah. It's been approved, right? Incubated. Has that been approved?
Yeah, already improved.
Oh, yes.
We all have already moved into the incubator. So
great. 15, right? So now it's 15. 1-5.
Yeah, now it's 15.
Okay, we're going to probably see another one soon.
That was just 2 weeks.
Great. We have an IoTDB, right?
Yeah, IoTDB should be there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So this is 16. Yeah. Big 16. Okay. Yeah. Sorry for my ignorance. It's up and so fast.
Things are happening so quickly you can't keep up. It's good.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good
thing. Yeah, that's good.
Can you speak for a second for a Chinese donation?
That sounds familiar.
Hey, sir. Sir. Sir.
Impressive.
Yeah. I just asked someone to take a photo. So they will show to my wife. So I'm serious speaking. Not fooling around in Las Vegas. So, conference in Vegas? What? Okay, I don't have alibi, so. Okay. This is the roadmap. It's a long journey. It's good here. So now, we come to some conclusion whether Chinese originated native projects is a good fit to Apache culture. So I'm honored to get the Sharon Fogas permission to quote her MBA thesis. Okay, it was mentored, supervised by Justin McLean. I wish I could learn that, 6-dimension culture analysis. So that you see that probably, how many people see this before? Okay. All right. I gave her some feedback, and so anyhow. So you can see the major difference. You see it here. Chinese is often be misunderstood because they are very shy, they are very conservative. We don't talk BS if we know it's BS. Okay. So you can see the U.S. In China. China is individualism. You can read it from backside. We are not that much individualism. We work as a group. We are more long-term orientation. The one I mentioned is a comparison between Chinese and the U.S., American, right? The culture-wise. It's not good or bad, it's just a different. Okay? And there's two indicators. And the power distance, right? And Chinese respect power, they follow leaders. And where American Western is more rebellion, right? They believe in, they don't believe in authority. Anyhow, it's a big difference here. So Sharon did a project for 13 projects. The one is, of course, the universal number one, Apache HTTP server, and 2 projects, incubation project, 2 TLP and 2 incubation projects out of China. And other projects, this non-Chinese initiated project. There's four projects, non-Chinese initiated but incubated project, another four projects. Actually four projects. Never entered incubation. So it's a good comparison for the, three different categories. Okay, they used Apache Kibo to do data analysis. Okay. And I'll jump through all the details then and you don't read through the line. The conclusion is that Chinese project or a Chinese originated project is a perfect match to Apache Way. We work as a team and we appraise each other, give plus one easily, give plus one nicely. Okay, and I think that that's a good sign why that you can see so many projects emerge so much time, because we find a good home that fit our culture. Okay. Okie dokie. Well, it's time. Okay. I try to last minute so that I don't have to answer a question because I'm sleepy now. I mean, you know, I'm confused because there's too many projects, too many papers. I read through the past 6 months, digested, analyzed it. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So thanks to these resources. Actually, there's an even bigger resource, that like 200 pages I just have way through. It's from Alibaba's Yunqi Report, Yunqi annual seminar conference in Hangzhou. It's like 50,000 people attended. So they do the,
At the end of this month?
Huh?
At the end of this month?
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, they published a report back in 2017. So they don't have new one, otherwise I would quote it. But it's too heavy, 200 pages. Anyhow, the last one is, again, my personal observation and plus some industry expertise, opinions, and I summarize a little bit. I hope it's not biased, then please give me your feedback if we still have time. Anyway, improvement versus innovation, as I said. And China is in the stage we learn, we imitate, we replicate, we improve it. But it's in a point, turning point that we innovate. I think the innovation point is coming. For example, skywalking, right? And Sun can probably explain better. It's not just gung-ho improvement. It's a whole new paradigm, right? And like Baidu's AI project, I think there's a lot of innovation for autonomous driving and a lot of innovation there. So 996.icu. I wish I don't have to wake up until 3 o'clock in the morning. And anyhow, again, so 996 is normal. And actually, there's an extreme called 007. From 0 hour to work to 0 hour and 7 days a week. And that's 007. And it exists. Don't laugh. It exists in China. All right. And what is motivation means? Because
I'm not.
Motivation means that people work so hard. You know, Chinese are hard worker, and there are possibly a lot of slave drivers there. But they earn so little. The problem is there's no time and energy to do the volunteer work for open source project they loved. And that's a problem. Okay? It's don't blame the Chinese. You don't contribute, you download so much, you pirate, no. Yeah, because they need to make a living. For the big family up and down and horizontally work vertically. Yeah. So we give a thought that that's a reason why we want to do K token, K coin. Because why? We need a bridge between enterprises who need good project, good issue solver, and there's a huge demand of huge supply of capable person. So we do the bridge together. And so that enterprise, they can sponsor, donate their resources, cloud resources, training, job opportunity, bounty awards, travel assistant, what have you, right? So we need this platform. So we're using the Hyperledger to build this platform. I believe, can I say that? That one of the best company would adopt it. Yeah, probably by our conference they will announce it. But I'm not sure. As I said, Apache don't pay for development, right? So I'm not sure whether I should say this here, but it doesn't has to be money. So it could be some reward, spiritually or material wise. It's okay. Anyhow. And size matter, you can see, witness evidence by my presentation. And cultural language fits. I think that's a challenge. The last time we have a roundtable, closed door roundtable meeting at COSCON, and you two were there. I still think today that culture wouldn't be a problem, the language is. And so we approached that. Dave told me this, and I approached Brian, the co-founder, and other people said, hey, why don't we do a language translation of this and that ideas? Yeah. I think that will reduce the gap between that more Chinese developer and the Apache Software Foundation's vision. Okay. So I think this still need to be conquered. I approached many, many powerful language interpreter, translation service provider like Microsoft, Tencent, name it, mostly in China. And then Koda Shunfei, and then, you know, a lot of artificial intelligence knowledge and investment behind it. So probably it's not still not a good time to do it, though. Okay. Got 5 minutes more, right?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Wrap it up.
All right.
We're done.
Huh?
We're about out of time.
Okay. Last one is China Initiative. Okay. Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Can I turn it off?
No.
Okay. There's several major initiatives that arise in China. That number one is the Chinese version of permissive license called Mulan. Has anyone heard of it?
You heard of it.
Mulan, who is Mulan? Mulan is a lady who fights as a soldier for her father, and she disguised as a man and served in the military and back in Song Dynasty. Anyway, I don't know why they use this name, but it's a good sign. It means female can stand for something. Anyhow, that permissive license is, I would say, 99% compatible to Apache license, version 2. And it's simpler. It's less restriction. And kind of so we have a legal advisory committee, okay, many lawyers who studied it. Open source license and help review it. So they published 2 weeks ago, a few weeks back. Now, so I heard there's more than 2,000 projects already adopted. Okay. So it's a sign. I don't know how Apache will react to that, but can I finish this sentence? I brought it up to OSI board. Right? Patrick Mason and other guys. Ask them to help review it and approve it.
So, is there an official English language version of that license?
English version?
English language translation.
Yep.
It's on the page for
that's
the license.
That's one big barrier that you just wondering over.
Yeah. But the jurisdiction languages will still be Chinese. But they will send helping them and send the English version to OSI for their approval.
I haven't seen it yet discussed, the one license discussed, and license discussed the other list. So I'll be looking forward to seeing it.
Okay. You can invite that and forward that to anyone who is interested. Yeah.
Okay.
The second initiative, as they were formed, actually has been done already, and it's expanding. They do a repo hosting environment. Actually, it's a strong support of Giti, as I mentioned. Right. So that that's also conducting. The third one is that a Chinese-based foundation, software foundation, is supported by government and formed by many big enterprises. So, and when that open source software foundation door is open, and the grassroots foundation, organization like us has also another opportunity to enter. Otherwise, before it's prohibited, but it's now open. So there are three major initiatives. So that means China wants to have its own version of truth of what open source is, and they learn, they initiate new things in the hope that they catch up quickly, right? So that's a conclude my presentation. I have 1 minute to ask.